Cryptid Remix?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Cryptid Remix, everybody. Normally we'd be like, hey, join our Patreon and stuff, follow us on Twitter. We're going to figure you did all that because you already got here through our Patreon, because this is Patreon exclusive, for the time being at least. You know, if we start making more money, we might make this public and then start making some other thing that is hidden. But we, you know, we got to keep enticing you people.
I personally am of the idea that we just set up a webcam and just do a 24-hour stream of our lives. That's a higher tier, though.
Yeah, we need some a little more ground capital before we investigate something like that. Hey, Ollie, if you were the director of a Pokemon game, what would it be like?
Oh, geez, that's a great idea for a show.
Yeah.
Let's have a little talk about that.
Oh, good grief. We don't need to keep setting this up. Just say it.
All right. So we're here to talk about Pokemon yet again, except this time we're not going to talk about what made it good. We're going to talk about what could make it better.
Yeah. By our esteem, which, like... You are welcome and willing to disagree on this. I'm telling you that you're willing to disagree.
Yes, please, add us. I'm 100% comfortable with that. what would I do with Pokemon? Well, God, I don't even know where to start. There's so fucking much that I'd want to change. Let's go from the beginning.
You gave me the impression that you had something prepared.
Oh no, my laptop's dead. I have nothing prepared anymore.
Understood. Once you write something down, it's no longer in your memory?
Nope.
Okay, well, yay, go for it. You've got your marker, so look at that and see how long you have.
Just gonna start talking out my dick hole.
Absolutely.
Let's see where it goes. So, my biggest complaint with Pokemon is generally the, like, formulaic progression of it, and the fact that it always seems a little lackluster once you get to the Elite Four.
Sure.
So I think I would want to build my Pokemon game to be a little more forceful, a little more pushy in a certain direction. In most Pokemon games, you start off, you know, collect your Pokemon, start on your journey towards wherever, and then in the middle of it, you meet some bad guys and they take you off track. I think I'd want to change it up a little bit, and instead you complete the entire Elite Four. You're at level 50 with all your Pokemon, and then the story begins.
Okay.
And the story is, well, you beat the Elite Four, and maybe you beat the champion, you don't know, whatever, but you didn't want to be the champion.
So you're not saying that you play the Elite Four. You're saying that when you buy the cartridge and you put it in your DS and open it up, you have Pokemon already? Or is the beginning part of the game still something you do with your hands?
See, I was thinking you could just skip ahead or whatever, but I do like the beginning part of the game. Like, I do like the grinding and winding.
Mm-hmm. You're basically marketing like an expansion.
Basically.
Like a DLC.
Because, like, the core at beginning of the game, the collecting the badges and going forward, that's fine. I always have trouble with, like, the plot elements that are just kind of finicky and dumb.
Yeah. It's so, always, like, resolved way too easily. I think we kind of commented on that in the beginning.
Yeah. So, all right, here's what I would say. You can have the game as is for the most part, but I'd want all of the like the story beats to really be connected to the gym leaders themselves.
Okay.
So you go to gym one, basically in like the storytelling format that the Pokemon TV show did it, where Ash didn't get a single badge from beating anyone. He was just nice to them and helped them with their personal lives, and they gave him a badge, except less shitty than that. And like you eventually do have to battle them after you help them or whatever, which is a pretty common thing in Pokemon games. And then you win, and you do your thing. But I like the idea of presenting, like, actual prestige into it. Like, once you beat the guy on Route 1 and you fight some kid later on, he's like, oh man, you beat that guy? Mm-hmm. Shit. And people in town's like, oh, hey, you helped us fight off this stampeding horde of whatever.
Yeah.
Again.
Because typically, like, in the games, you know, the people... Anyone you talk to, their dialogue will not change as the game goes along. Like, there's a lot of space, kind of, to cover, but not a lot of depth to any of the, like, NPCs. You're talking, like, a more narrative-heavy, like...
Yeah, just something to really get you to want to, like, know the names of any of the gym leaders.
Sure.
Because I currently don't remember any of them.
Other than Brock Gen 1, yeah.
Volt...
I know you know that guy's name. Lieutenant Surge is cool, man.
He was pretty cool. Just fucking around. But yeah, I would want something to really get me invested in those characters. Maybe something that lets you see that they're actually pretty cool with their, like, with their real set of, you know, of yeah. their of their Pokemon. And then maybe they whip out their shitty set to fight you at the gym. Because
yeah.
they can do that.
So you still need to fight them for the badge at, yeah. In your pit. Yeah, because, like, again, this boss fight structure, it's built in, like...
Yeah, that's ingrained. That's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my goal would be each story, each badge is a story beat, and maybe as you get to the Elite Four, you start realizing, hey, all these things are connected, and then you go to Elite Four, you figure out that, like, I don't know, maybe the Elite Four champion's a fucking dickhead, and he's trying to run some smuggling of power-ups mm-hmm. and attack X speeds and shit.
The vitamins.
Yes, those dumbass things. Mm-hmm. And, because that's in-game and that makes sense, and
mm-hmm.
it seems like it would be maybe a little bit mature for, like, a children's thing, but, like, they've done weirder things. They've done, like, straight-up kidnapping.
So, a very slight digression, and I promise this isn't going to take a ton of time. There's a game called Final Fantasy Legend 2, and it's not Final Fantasy. The Final Fantasy Legend games, they just put that name on them so people would buy them, but they're, like, completely different director, just same, you know, parent company. In Final Fantasy Legend 2, I don't know if they changed this as a censorship thing or if it was always intended to be a joke, but you are basically, like, going up the world tree, and off of each of the branches is a warp to a different world. So they just fit in a ton of different themed worlds. And in, like, the one that's very specifically supposed to be, like, samurai in Japan, it's clear that it was supposed to be you're dealing with opium smuggling, but they changed it all to banana smuggling.
Yes.
So, like, the chancellor of the emperor is, like, running banana schemes, and everyone's like, oh, bananas are illegal. I would never eat a banana. And it's, like, so ridiculous.
Is this where your hatred of bananas stems from?
No, I just don't like the way they taste. Like, oh, you're wrong. You know, the bananas are, like, you know, all well and, like, it doesn't matter. You never get your hands on a banana in the game. It's just people are doing crime in the name of bananas. You stop the crime on the way to finding your dad, who is definitely Indiana Jones. It's a very silly game, but I just, like, I was dying that entire world. Like, it's extremely good. And that's, like, that's the kind of thing that you're like, oh, these guys are, like, running calcium. You know, well, like, hey, that's still supposed to be expensive and regulated.
I still want it to be, like, I still want it to make sense canonically mm-hmm. in its own, you know, controlled universe or mm-hmm. whatever. So, like, I'm trying to go with that because I feel like anything I direct is going to be like, oh, yeah. they do slave labor or something because, mm-hmm. like, everything I go with, like, ah. People being disenfranchised. But this is Pokemon. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
In Gen 2, Team Rocket does sell Slowpoke tails. Like, they cut them off. Yeah,
that's pretty fucked.
Which, it's pretty fucked. It's pretty silly. Like, you run into a guy who's like, hey, want to buy a Slowpoke tail? And it just costs the maximum amount of money. Like, you could never have any reason to actually buy one. Like, you're suggesting a little bit more believable
racket. Something a little more believable. And, like, you determine that the champion is the leader of this whole thing.
Are the gym leaders in on it too, or is it just...
Nah, the leaders don't know shit.
Mm-hmm.
The Elite Four, I don't know, I think maybe the Elite Four might be in on it. I like the idea of some of them being in on
it. It's always a little unclear, like, whether the Elite Four is determined by battle in the same way, or if it's, like, just the champion who is the position you fight to. Because, mm-hmm. like, you know, in the very first game, when you beat, you know, Blue, Gary, whatever.
Gary.
You know, he doesn't, like, it's implied that Lance was the champion, and then he got demoted to Elite Four number four. So whoever the original first member of the Elite Four was, they've already packed their bags. By the time you get there, it's very strange.
Yeah, and that if that was the case, then when you beat Gary, he should be number four. And then
he should be number four after that. I mean, they just kind of, you know, like yeah. lots of games, just sort of do a time compression after you beat the final boss, and it's not really a thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're suggesting, you know, like, more permanent consequences after you beat the champion.
So, maybe...
Who's also the drug lord.
The drug lord, the calcium monster.
Yeah.
So, you find out about this, you find out a couple of the Elite Four are on his side, a couple of the other, of the newer members, mm-hmm. one and two, don't know shit.
Yeah.
And you team up with one and two, like, you kick their asses mm-hmm. after you start fighting number three and realize that all his Pokemon are weirdly amped up and steroided out or something.
Yeah.
And,
Because, like, the boss fights are always like you're supposed to be dealing with them at a lower level than they are, pretty much always. Like the challenge could be that you're dealing with like equal leveled teams, but
they're fighting.
They're just jacked, like they're EV trained.
Yeah,
which we didn't get into in the main episode, and we're not going to here.
Ever.
If you're desperate, look it up. But like that's going to be our sub podcast, our Pokemon training.
That podcast. One's free. It's just hard to find.
Yeah,
so
go ahead and look.
So yeah, I'd have that be a thing, and then once you beat that guy, you go, oh, hey, your guys are way too strong or something, and maybe the other two Elite Four members join in and go, hey, that's what the fuck is going on? Why are you guys so strong? And then they start to unravel the mysteries because they've been working with these people.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a fucking massive team battle, you and the two rookies against the seniors and the champion.
Sure.
And I feel like that could be a pretty epic fight, and then it leads to just you get healed, your champion gets healed, and then you both fight it out, and then you win, or you would have to win. And then from there on, the second half of the game, the post game, because they always do that, after defeating your champion and maybe taking his place, whatever, I would like if the post game was people start offering you jobs.
Okay.
As like, hey, you fucking saved our industry and stopped this weird underground smuggling operation and all this stuff. You beat the champion and you get offered the chance to be the gym leader of all the of any of the gyms of your choice, or maybe even be part of the Elite Four or so on. And the second half is just another little story where people are just trying to get you to choose their side by giving you different little boons and little quests, like, hey, go to this place, find these people, and you'll see why you should be part of this
gym. Like, they're trying to, like, get you in on the local color.
Yeah.
Because you've already been to all of these towns,
yeah,
we assume.
Exactly, and then you get to expand on the town itself. You can have a little more flavor with the town, a little more flavor with the actual gym leaders you've already beat. Because you're taking one of their jobs. They're basically recruiting you to take their place.
Yeah.
And, along the way, you can find a couple, maybe you meet a couple of really good trainers, and you ask them to join the Elite Four because you've currently formed a vacancy of two. So you can, as you go, pick the two gym leaders or the two random trainers.
And I mean, like, you typically would have, like, allies or buddies or whatever at that point. That's interesting. I want to inject my fanfic in here. I want you to, like, after an investigation of, like, the mansion of the champion, which you could be involved in or whatever,
yes,
like, they find a secret grotto in his basement where he's left all, like, the Dratinis that he bred that have subpar, like almost perfect hidden stats, but not quite. So he ditched them so he could get one with all 31s or whatever. And, like, none of them have the right nature, but they all have, like, breeding moves that are like way too powerful. Like, it's just this dungeon full of level one Dratinis in this like little lake under this dude's house.
That
would be really like, and you just go catch a bunch of them, like, hey, you guys can be mine now.
Hell yeah. And I was thinking that this,
you could tell people about it, and then like all the youngsters in the routes nearby will have Dratinis that they're training.
Hell yeah.
You want to make Pokemon Witcher, it sounds like.
I guess.
Or like, you know, I mean, like, I didn't want to say Pokemon Skyrim, because that would not have any of the story shit you're talking about, but like...
That seems like a bit of a...
Yeah.
Of an opinion there. But no, I was just thinking...
We're going to come for you, Skyrim. I've got shit to say. Like, I'm sure it's been said already a million times. We'll get to it once it's old.
Yeah. But no, I would just really like to play a game where as you beat all the members, you start to learn more about them, and you start to, like, I don't know, get liked and famous by the people in the towns, and like, oh, you're going to challenge our guy? I mean, I heard you're pretty good, but I don't know if you can take him. And then by the seventh gym, people are like, you're going to kick his ass,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you have spectators. It
makes
it like you're in a stadium.
Yeah, you become, you're an ace trainer.
Yeah. And I was thinking that the final half, the recruiting part of it, where, like, you won, you could be the champion. You turn it down. Like, the character turns it down, and instead, you're like, I'm gonna, you know, rebuild the Elite Four with you guys, the two who are still members. And they're like, yeah, that'd be great. Can you, you know, go scouting? And as you go scouting, you, the trainers that you've fought through, they're like, hey, maybe you want to take our spot, and you know, we're looking for vacancies, all the stuff.
Yeah.
So you, at the end of the of this whole story, they will try to entice you by taking to special locations where you can find the legendary creatures and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end, you get to decide who gets to take the place of the Elite Four,
mm-hmm.
and you get to decide where you go, whether you're going to be the champion or
mm-hmm.
whoever.
I feel like, you know...
And then for the next game, you load up your old save, and that's who you fight against.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that'd be sick. Like Twitch plays. They plugged him in. I like that. I think, like, just deciding, hey, I want to live a rustic life, you know, peaceful out in the country, and just becoming, like, a gym leader out of the way would be, like, then you'd have to specifically go and train your, like, rookie team. Like, by the time someone gets here, they're going to have four badges, catch these Pokemon, and, like, all but one of them have to be this type, but you can throw one in for flavor or whatever. And, like, you know, then, like, having that be an assignment would be really fun.
It would be kind of fun. Mm-hmm. If that's a shitty idea, then one where you just are a member of Team Rocket and you go fuck shit up.
Yeah.
That's
my
other idea.
I mean, that's pretty much what I expected you to deliver, but, you know.
Well, I've always mentioned that as, like, a fun idea that I've had, but I wanted one that's more organic with, like, the...
Sure.
More in line with the traditional form of Pokemon, but better.
Yeah.
Better for me.
Yeah. I can get... Like, investigating the world, I always find really interesting. Like, there's, you know... I'm not, you know, much of a fanfic consumer, but if I were going to change my leaf and write fanfiction, it would probably be about Pokemon because there's so nothing there already. Like you can really invent, and it's a very interesting world to do so in. Here's my premise. I've been sitting on this one for a little while, not necessarily with the intention of doing anything with it, but, like, you know, pretty much all the games start with you... Almost all of them, except for the first one, are, like, you moved into this new region. Like, you're in a completely new place. You don't know what all is going on around you. But the place you've moved to is, like, it's not necessarily from, like, a Pokemon's rights / abuse perspective, which is, like, we discussed in the main episode, not really a thing. Like, Pokemon, it's literally codified in the game, have the most fun when they're battling, you know, each other and leveling up and stuff. Like, their friendship literally increases as a result of that. But the people in this region don't get it, and I feel like it's more like just like a fashion thing or like an elitist kind of a mentality than anything, where it's like, hey, listen, we don't need to battle. We are going to, like, you know, the police and the law enforcement or whatever will be empowered to stop criminals. But other than that, you know, evolving your Pokemon is illegal. We are just going to keep them at their cutest possible stage all the time. And,
that.
Like, we've cut all the grass in between towns, so you never have to get into a fight. We're fencing it off, you know. And we're not, you know, relocating these Pokemon without intention. Like, it's not cruel. They made, like, conservatories and sanctums, and just, like, the general wilderness is gated away. But, like, nobody battles. You know, you get your money by just doing a fucking job. And it's all Pokemon contests. Like, if you wanted to, you know, this is not the game. Like, I'm going to get to the next part.
So,
but, like, if you wanted to, you could... exclusively go town to town, do Pokemon contests, and become the Pokemon contest champion at the Elite Four, and just, like, fashion show it the whole way. That is not the actual, like, story. What would happen is that
they would go to war because everyone in the world would be like, you guys suck ass.
I mean, so, well, no. Like, you know, this is like an island nation or something. Like, you know, we can, like... I'm not projecting these values onto, like, New Zealand or anything. I'm just and almost certainly not true of New Zealand. In New Zealand, like, the Pokemon equivalent or what, like, this, but this would just be, like,
animals?
Some, like, small land, you know, that they get away with it. You know, it's not a big deal. And, like, for the most part, like, people, like, some characteristic of this place makes it so everyone can be wealthy. Like, this is like a resort kingdom. Like, people who live here are generally pampered enough that they haven't started any bad guy teams. There are still insurgents, though, who are like, hey, this ain't right. Like, Pokemon want to evolve. There's a reason that they attack everything that shows up. Like, it's their way. It's playing to them. But these people are, you know, exiled or whatever. They set up in the wilderness. And so you... it wouldn't be necessarily badges, but you would be dealing with, like, people who are like, hey, listen, you know, like, it's implied your kid character came to this place because they wanted to battle and train and catch them all and junk like that. And, like, catching is almost exclusively, like, you know, it's, like, regulated. Like, there will be a garden in a town where it's like, you know, hey, if you want a Zigzagoon or, like, a Hoot Hoot, you know.
Like a safari zone.
Yeah, basically a safari zone. You can go in and get them, except treats only. You do not throw rocks. Even though, like, as we kind of discussed in the main episode, something that needs to be true about the Pokemon world is that humans cannot do shit to harm Pokemon because otherwise they would. Like, there's no fucking guns. You know, it's like Team Rocket in the first game, it's canon that they've killed Pokemon, but I choose to believe that it was due to, yeah, with other Pokemon or just, like, neglect and starvation and garbage like that. Like, abuse, but not, you know, we shot it with a gun like that. Because otherwise, it would be a first-person shooter in a world full of monsters. Like, that's just not what happens.
I'm changing my redirect. That's the one.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's Pokemon Snap. They already did that. You're not shooting bullets, but you are shooting them.
I hate them.
Dude, I'm excited for the remake. When it comes out, they're gonna make one for the Switch.
Oh,
it makes perfect sense. Dude, no, it's gonna be good. When it's not on the N64 anymore, I'm sympathetic to you. The N64 had the worst controller in all of video games. Like, it's okay. I appreciate that something like that exists. Like, I don't know, there's no photography games. It's kind of neat.
That's because there's just photography.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, but not of Pokemon. Like, the point of Pokemon Snap isn't just take one of each Pokemon. It's like you try to get them
isn't
to pose
Pokemon Go?
And fight each other. No, in Pokemon Go, you still catch them and battle them and jump. Like, in Pokemon Snap, it is just, like, you go on a safari with the intent of taking pictures of Pokemon fighting amongst themselves.
Whatever. It ain't my jam.
Okay. But it doesn't matter. So, like, I don't know. Pokemon photography would probably be a big industry in this, like, fictional universe. But the intent is, like, you know, you're like, no, fuck this. I want to battle. I want to, like, catch the weird, ugly Pokemon that people do not let into their towns.
Oh, man.
So you're, like, operating on the outskirts. And even, like, Pokemon centers would be few and far between because it's assumed that you don't need healing and you don't travel. You just go to your house and sleep, and that's where your Pokemon get your health back if by some, you know, strange circumstance they even got hurt.
Injection of my
go ahead.
Fan theory into your thing. Your starter three should just be the three ugliest fucking Pokemon.
That's part of what, like, okay. The starters I mean, like, you know, if it were up to me, if I had infinite time and, like, the hyperbolic chamber and I could just invent all my own and learn how to do sprite work and just make a fresh, like, you know, because, like, this was my concept when I was, like, you know, spry at young thing trying to, like, mod a game. And I was like, I'll make all my own. And, you know, that'd take fucking forever. But, like, again, like, you have a point that I was going to get to that. You're offered a starter by, like, the kooky fringe professor who was once respected but has since been, like, shunned from the community when he started studying, like, hey, you know, Hyper Beam, how about Mega Beam? Like, let's make things big, right? How about Ultimate Beam? Like, how big a beam can we get? And they were like, fuck you, we don't want beams. Beams break windows and vases. Like, we want splash and we want play nice. And those are the two moves you're allowed to have. And if you go to town, they'll sell you TMs for Splash and Play Nice. I don't think the move is called that, but there is, like, you know, something to that effect that's the same. It just doesn't do anything. And, like, you know, Tail Whip, maybe. Because that's still cute. I mean, like, you know, they would still learn moves for the Pokemon contest, though. I had forgotten about that. But anyway, like, so this starter offers you, like, your, you know, endangered reptiles. Because the selection from Gen 1, like, all the first forms are pretty cute. And all of the last forms are real monstrosities.
Yeah.
Like, they're cool looking. You would not call them cute. They're, like, pretty barbaric nonsense. So, like, you would get one of those, and then once you, like, spend some time in the wilderness and, like, the first gym leader gives you, like, a fake ID or something instead of a badge, it's like, okay, you gotta put all your Pokemon away except for the cute ones if you're gonna go into town to, like, get the object. Like, I don't have all the motivations figured out, but you know, and then what, like the handsome young professor would be like, hey, do you want one of three elementally themed starter Pokemon? I'm making them custom in my lab. And you just buy like water pill, grass pill, or fire pill. And they're just like purely synthetic Porygon-esque motherfuckers. Hmm. And they still function as Pokemon. Like, if you put them on your team, they wouldn't suck ass or anything. But they're with the intent that it's like, you know, this one learns all the beauty moves, and this one learns all the cool moves, and this one learns all the tough moves or whatever. Like, they're Pokemon contest bred. But they're still functional. And if you then take them out into the wilderness and give them elemental stones, they'll evolve, but not into... At this point, I'm just making up Pokemon, but, like, that's what we're here for. Like, if you get, like, the water pill and you give it a fire stone, it'll turn into a water fire or a water grass. Like, you can cross-pollinate them. They don't evolve into a pure next stage. So, I don't know. I just wanted to draw that one time, and that's, like, what they would give you. But the idea is, like, you know... Hey, we did not account for that these things are still living creatures that want to get bigger and tougher and able to defend themselves and, like, be serious and level up and junk. So, like, they would then, their second forms would turn into, like, weird glitchy abominations as the Pokemon, you know, creators intended. But yeah, and the major threat... Like, there could still be, like, a final boss who's a trainer or whatever, but what I envision being the big trouble would be, like, a Godzilla-esque legendary Pokemon, like, just a massive Pokemon. And, normally by the time you run into them, your levels are about on par, but catching the Pokemon is, like, a pain without knocking it out, unless you just want to use the Master Ball or whatever. Like, this thing I want to be level 100. Like, it's just extremely powerful, and that's the boss. Like, hey, get your team to deal with this thing. Most of your dudes are going to get knocked out, but, like, hey, have someone put Toxic on it real quick. And, like, it would be extremely powerful but extremely slow just to make it so you could get a move in or two. Yeah.
That's another thing. When you get to Elite Four or whatever, you're always, like, level 45 or so.
Like, maybe a little, like, 50-somethings.
50-somethings, because they're in their 50s, 60s at the Pokemon level. Mm-hmm. I want them to be in their 80s and you to be around 75.
Yeah.
That's a progression level.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, you know, it wouldn't necessarily mean that the game is extra long to account for that. It would just be, you gain experience faster. The jumps between towns are bigger or whatever. Like, I always thought it was, like, a real bummer that by the time you beat the game, you still have to just go grind for a bunch of hours if you wanted to, like, do competitive and have your, like, do it legit. Because nowadays, you can just, there's all kinds of, like, weird hacking utilities, and you can just build a team and just spawn them into your game. And, like, you know, they don't want you to, but as long as you don't have illegal moves or whatever, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like...
If a game has 100 levels, you should get to all 100 of them.
Sure, or at least get to fight something at level 100.
Yeah.
You never do, and I like this idea of, like,
yeah.
The final boss is a level 100
yeah.
monster.
It's just this, like, giant thing, and none of the people in this actual infrastructure are capable of taking care of it. It's like, oh, fuck, like, we don't even make Pokeballs anymore. Like, even if we just all tried to throw a ball and get lucky, like, it's not gonna happen. And all of the, like the kind of rebel forces in the wilderness are like, fuck them. Let it stomp on all their buildings. We're not going to do anything about this. And you're like, no, god damn it. Like, can't we just be people together? Like, that's the implied, you know, silent protagonist or no. I tend to prefer it just for kicks.
Maybe no, mine would not be a
selectable dialogue, but...
Yeah, that's one major change. No longer a silent protagonist.
Oh, man. I don't know. There some diehards would, like... I think it would be interesting enough to try, like, a more narrative. This would have... a little bit more of a narrative, but I still am envisioning, like, you know, a real DS looking ass. And, like, again, my intent was that this would be a mod, which means, you know, I was planning this sort of setting with those limitations. Not that you couldn't make your character talk in a Pokemon game, but it would just look so weird in, like, a Fire Red mod. But yeah, so you would deal with that, and, like, maybe a Master Ball is available and you can just invalidate that fight. You know, maybe you go for the prestige and try to catch it legit, or maybe you just knock it out and then it retreats into the mountains or something, like, for you to go try again some other time. But, you know, that would be the thing. So you're dealing with, like, you know, real boring ass people in, like, kind of the main world who will still, like, you know, sick cops on you and try to battle you to kick you out or whatever, but that would just become not a problem eventually. But, like, if you make a nuisance of yourself, everyone would hate you and nobody would, you know, allow you to progress by the main channels. Because I still envision, like, people would surf on Pokemon or use them to fly, like that, like those day-to-day functions would continue to be a thing. Like, Pokemon could still be useful for tasks, but not, you know, they just wouldn't fight. And then the guys out in the wilderness are like, we only like to fight, you know, like Pokemon League on the verge of becoming Team Rocket, like just some really like, you know, like, you're probably a more sympathetic point of view if you're a guy who's trying to play a Pokemon game. You're like, yeah, I can roll with them. But then, like, they would become clearly like, no, these are some douchebags also. Like, not all of them, but the leadership becomes the loudest and angriest ones, as tends to happen. And, you know, and they would become a problem in their own right in some capacity. That's my Pokemon fanfic.
I like it. These are fun stories. Mm-hmm.
What, for yours, I meant to ask this at the time, what would the selection be? Like, all?
The, like, the gens that are in it?
Yeah, like...
Each area, like, each mm-hmm. Gym zone mm-hmm. has a different gen.
Okay, so we're, like, between routes is, like, 150 Pokemon worth yep. of difference.
Oh, so, like, everything has a chance of... 1 in 150 mm-hmm. or so to jump up.
There needs to... They're definitely... Like, some of the newer games, you'll have, like, the Poke Gear or Poke Nav or whatever the hell it is. Like, yeah. your device that has the searching app. That needs to be a thing. Like, 100%. You know, so someone can get to their favorite or, like, just, I have my team in mind. I need a fucking Psyduck. Yeah. I don't imagine it would be Psyduck, but, you know.
I don't know. Golduck's pretty cool.
I dispute this. Maybe a Mega Golduck will come on down the line and make it something special, but...
But no, I definitely agree. Like, I would also want to streamline the searching and catching features. Just like, hey, I know that in this area we get the first gen stuff. Mm-hmm. I want a Rhyhorn. I know they like this kind of bait. Mm-hmm. Get it, toss it.
Oh, yeah, okay, that'd be interesting, yeah.
Yeah, that way you can kind of control the RNG and really, mm-hmm. like... streamline that process while still having a little bit of, well, I'm walking through the grass to try and get this, I got attacked. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd like just a little more granular control over the situation.
Yeah, no, me too. We can both agree, hey, next gen, put that in, even if you don't take either of our incredibly specific and contrarian suggestions. Like, that's a legitimate mechanical thing that needs to be done. But I think we're going slightly over time. We're about to come upon a real-life plan. So we're going to wrap this one. But hey, please let us know via whatever means available, Facebook, Twitter, you know, I think you can message on Patreon, all that good stuff. Like, if you think this is neat. Also, if you have any Pokemon ideas, maybe we can read them or something sometime. Like, do a big appendix, I don't know. Like, comment on that. We'll judge you.
We'll... Sorry. We'll just have an episode where we judge our viewers.
Mm-hmm. Like, write in your suggestions, but we won't read them. We'll just, like, talk about whatever name, like your username, and rate that. But
yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. But no, we could do a Q&A. We could do a lot mm-hmm. of stuff, but it involves a lot of you needing to talk to us first.
This is very definitely a pilot. We're just like, hey, what can we give as a treat to our nice patrons? What can we use to spark the imagination and pave the way for creators to come?
And if someone out there happens to like to make Pokemon ROMs and wants to make one of these two, please.
You're welcome to. We won't have time. No. Hey, don't fritter away your high school days. Spend your time off making Pokemon ROMs, because that's when you can, like, really get away with it for those young listeners out there.
Yeah, don't waste time doing homework. I completely dicked off my last 2 years of high school and still was fine.
That might have just been our high school.
No.
No? No? You don't think so?
I don't think so at all.
If you go to a public high school, you could probably get away with making Pokemon mods whenever they give you computer time. Anyway, let's sign it off.
All right. We never made up a sign-off for this or even our main podcast.
Gotta catch... No. Good night.
Goodbye.